Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
How are you feeling on this beautiful Wednesday?
Well, it's kind of fake to say it's a Wednesday because it's not Wednesday when we're recording this.
Yeah, but why you gotta say that? Nobody gotta know. People are tuning in on Wednesday, so it's Wednesday, okay?
Okay, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Welcome to episode 133.
133, which is crazy to say. We have 18 more episodes in this season.
Me trying to do the math right now. Yeah, how are you guys doing? What's going on? We're back here.
Yeah.
We're continuing. We're continuing the
our travel stories.
Yes.
We should we name these like travel series?
No.
No, okay. Anyways, my name is Yoni Ikoto and I'm here with my favorite host.
My name is Alia Zaita. Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast.
You always say it like that. Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast.
It sounds like so radio. You know, it's so crazy that nowadays.
Tell
like,
me what's crazy, babe.
We kind of have a radio show.
No, it
and
is.
Anyone can have a radio show
yeah.
without necessarily like being on the radio. Like
yeah.
you don't have to be like.
But when you're on your radio, it's like this too.
Exactly. Except you're in a studio. You're not like on your couch. But yeah. we are continuing. Last episode, we talked all about our traveling adventures,
mm-hmm.
big travel day.
Thanks to everyone who listened
chaos,
to it.
Yes. And today we're continuing with the actual traveling to Antwerp, being there with Yoni's family, then me going to Romania, then Yoni joining me later,
mm-hmm.
and then being there and just like reconnecting with family
mm-hmm.
and kind of our like little takeaways. Every trip, I feel like I learn so much.
About who? About yourself?
About everyone.
Do you ever learn something about yourself?
I feel like, yeah, actually, absolutely. I think.
And before you fully answer that question, I just want to say, if you haven't listened to Monday's episode, which was last week's Wednesday's episode, you should listen to that first and then come back to this one. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't listened to yet. But you also don't have to, because it's not necessarily like, you won't understand this if you don't listen to the other one. That's not true. But let's talk about, like, chronologically, let's take it. So we both went to Antwerp together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where your dad's side of the family is, and that's where your dad lives.
Yes.
So how was it? Because last year when we went, that was the first time you went in like a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then this time, it's only been a year since you saw mm-hmm. him last.
It felt more chill.
Did it feel more chill?
It felt like I saw you again. Like, it didn't feel like it was a year since I've seen him.
It felt like we had just been there, right?
Yeah, and it was really cool to see him. I feel like,
what are some like?
I don't know. Ask me some questions because I had a great time.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I was gonna say more. I personally feel like I want to talk a little bit about. I don't know. My biggest takeaway from this whole trip, in general, even though you know I. I'm still like getting to know your dad and like connecting with him. And there's only so much time we have together and so many moments we have together. And the ability for us to like connect is pretty limited.
Yeah.
But just for me, reconnecting with my family every year on these trips, I have a lot of.
Let's before
thoughts.
We get to Romania.
No, I just want to
let's
say,
stay in Antwerp for a little
no,
bit.
No, I know, but you don't have shit to say. So I'm just trying to say, like, my biggest takeaway has just been around how time is really going by and how it makes me like kind of sad to see. And I don't want to like get emotional, but at the same time, it's like, for me, at least, these trips feel like
Yeah.
Really heavy.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons. And like for me, just like the way that I grew up. And, you know, it's different because every time I go to Romania, it's like we go to the places where like I actually was as a child.
Yeah.
Like,
that house is, I'm going to put a photo right there. This house was built from the ground up. Her grandparents made that, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're so lucky.
I am.
To have a house like that, that you're grandparents made,
and that I actually spent like 6 years of my childhood
there mostly. And you go back to it and every corner you remember what you did as a kid in that specific corner in house,
and it looks pretty much the same. Like there are obviously changes and things that don't look like they used to, but for the most part, like its soul, it's still there. And you are right that I am really lucky that I still am able to go back to that.
Because most people don't have that, whether like maybe their parents just maybe moved or something.
Yeah. You know, downsize, the kids aren't living there. You like go into an apartment or something, you sell that house. Like, so
it's such a special house. Just being there, my own experience was, I mean, it feels like you're disconnected from the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have Wi-Fi there, very good Wi-Fi actually.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. I remember the last year when I went, I felt like it's kind of like a dream house that someone made with their own hands, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like perfect. You know what I mean with like a perfect, it's like perfectly
aged and lived in.
Yeah, which is the house that you want, you know, because you feel that character, you feel the history in it.
So let me ask you this. For being like going back, because that's the other thing too, it's like where your dad lives is like that's not the house, like you don't have a connection with the house at all.
No, not at all.
So for you, it's simply,
last year was actually the first time I was in the house.
Yeah, so for you it's simply that, you know, your dad lives there, mm-hmm. your stepmom lives there, you have you know, cousins that live like around the area.
Yeah, and friends, like most of my friends are in Antwerp.
So like I like, my question I guess is, like, what are your thoughts when it comes to how you feel about your connection with, you know, Antwerp and that place and the people that are there?
You know, this time, I feel like, okay, so we got there like midweek, right? Like in the middle of the week, everyone was working. Yeah. Everyone had like shit to do. People got kids now.
We didn't really plan right.
Yeah, we didn't really plan right. So I'm like, yo, what's up? What's going on? And people are like, yo, I'm at my kid's party. I'm at work until whatever time. So it was kind of weird because when I used to live there, everyone was kind of like on the same schedule. Nobody had kids. Every day was like,
when what's you were up? There, you were like, every day was like, something.
Yeah, like, well, what are we doing? Other than basketball practice, we didn't have shit to do. You know?
Yeah.
So that's very different now, but it's really cool to, you know, to see everybody's kind of like evolving and everyone got like responsibilities now and you can't just do anything whenever you want to. So for me personally, I went out there and I was just like, of course I got on the city bike.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's not like the e-bikes that we have here.
Yeah. And it's not called city bike.
It's not called city bike. Yeah. It's called like Antwerpen something.
Velo.
Velo. Yeah, exactly. But they do have, wow. I remember that. So we have, they also have city bikes, but I guess I didn't have the membership to get on that, on those ones. But yeah, we had a good time on the bikes. We were kind of just like cruising around.
My question is, how do you feel about,
like, my dad? Like, how do I feel seeing him?
Yeah, and just like your connection. I don't know. Like, for me, I just feel like I have so many like realizations around, you know, like family dynamics around like certain people and like how they've changed and maybe how they've always been that way. But because I am an adult now, I've learned a lot.
Oh, yeah,
so aware of myself, of the world of humans.
Yeah. You know? See things. I mean, I notice things about like my dad that are very different than when I used to live with him.
Mm.
You know, but also too, like people are getting older. So it's like, people don't stay the same.
But my question is, do you think people don't stay the same or do you think you've just changed?
No, I've changed, but also too, like, oh, maybe I've changed.
Because in a lot of ways, what I'm learning a lot is like people have actually been this way for like a long time even when I was a kid, if anything, people become more themselves. Like some of the ways that they were, now it's just like more accentuated. But it's more, we have changed because we're not children anymore. We're more aware. We understand the world more. So now we actually see people for what they are with like the emotional intelligence that we have versus before as kids.
You just think that's my dad, that's my mom. All
yeah,
right,
but
cool.
Like you didn't really like put A and Z together or like A and B together. Like you weren't like, you didn't notice like patterns or like, you know what I'm saying?
Or even things that they do that's wrong.
You guys might already know this, but Yoni speaks 5 languages and I speak 2, but we don't speak 2 of the same except for English. And a few weeks ago when we visited Yoni's family in Belgium, I wanted to connect with all of them so badly, but with my limited French, it was pretty difficult. So this time around, I'm turning to Rosetta Stone since it's one of the most trusted language learning programs. Available for both desktop and as an app, it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. What's really cool is their fast language acquisition. There are no English translations. You simply learn to speak, listen, and think in that language, which I really think is exactly how I learned the fastest and the best. They also have this speech recognition built to give you the feedback on your pronunciation and your accent. Rosetta Stone is super convenient as you can learn anytime, anywhere, and it's of amazing value as the lifetime membership has all 25 languages. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. What's the Juice listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. So visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
Yeah. It could be like things that they're doing that you don't agree with. Because
as a kid, be honest, as a kid, you think your parents do no wrong.
I mean that, but also I just didn't have the emotional intelligence to like realize that when my dad says this over and over and over again, it's actually because he's projecting this onto me. Like that's emotional intelligence that I didn't have before. Same with like seeing the relationships between my grandparents and how they're with each other and certain things that they do. I am observing a pattern of behavior in them that before I wasn't intelligent enough to understand. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And not that I'm trying to like psychoanalyze, but at the same time, every time we go, I at least have a lot of conversations like with my mom and my aunt, you know, that I'm like starting to pick up on things. And they're like, this has been this way. You just now understand the world. You now are an adult. You now have so much more knowledge of yourself and just how the world works and people's, you know, behavior. Yeah. That, like, how do you feel about, like, the fact that your dad is, like, getting older, you know?
How do I feel about it? The fact that I get to see him only once a year, it makes me want to see him, like, twice a year.
Yeah.
But I'm just glad that he is, like, you know, healthy. He doesn't have no like crazy illness, or he's, yeah, you know, he's mentally, he's still very, very sharp. You know, I think my dad is 73.
Okay,
so it's old, but it's also not that old.
Yeah, no,
you know, so he's sharp, he's good, like, shit, he's even sharper than me about certain, like, because he knows so much history. Like, yeah. Anytime I have a question about, and he's always been like that. Yeah. Anytime I have a question about what happened in the Congo, in Ethiopia, or anywhere in America, like, he's, for some reason, he just knows all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and I learned a lot, because this time, actually, I feel like I took more time to actually, like, have deeper conversations with him and talk about deeper things and ask him more questions that I've had in the past.
What would you say was, like, I mean, without getting into details, what would you say?
I don't
want to
get into details.
No, I mean, what was, like, your biggest, you know, like, takeaway? Because, like, the conversations you have now with your parents, I feel like, for me at least, are on a different level, where I feel like I look at them as a person first and then my parents second.
Yeah.
I look at them as, like, they're just going through life and doing what they're doing for the first time too.
Yeah.
At the stage in their life that they're at now.
Yeah.
So,
biggest takeaway, I think for me, there's two with my dad that I always, always, always remember. And you know this, like, I mean, at least one of them. He always somehow finds a way to tell me how important it is to stay in touch with people in my life.
Hmm. he'd be on those phone calls.
Yeah, exactly. My dad is always on the phone.
Guys, like, we were staying at the house, right? And I swear, I would always be like, damn, who's your dad talking to? And it's always, like, he's always, always on the phone.
Yeah. Because, you know, he's retired and he's at home, so he's catching up. He just wants, it's just company, you know? Like,
no,
he just,
I get it.
And it's a thing that he does. He keeps, he even if, like, you don't call him for like 2 months or whatever, he's not that person to be like, oh yeah, he didn't call me for that long, I ain't gonna call
so
him.
So is that, like, something that you want to, like, you want to take that and, like, do it yourself?
Yeah. And
too.
I want
to,
like, do, and I
keep in touch,
yeah, and I want to be better at that, you know, reaching out to people. And just, and it doesn't always have to be so, like, our conversation.
Mm.
Like, he would call someone and say, hey, I just want to see how you're doing. You know, how are your kids? Everybody's good. And people appreciate that. You know, and he doesn't do it to get a call back. He doesn't care. Mm. You know, he would call you over and over. And then also the other thing is that no matter if something is good or bad, he will, like, tell you the truth. About, let's say, you know how, like, our parents have like history or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's like he would just tell me what happened here and what happened this year, and I would be like, I love to ask him this, like, in 1987, where were you, what age were you, and what were you doing?
Mm.
And he would just tell me, I was at this university, my dad studied a lot, he worked, he was in the army for a long time,
yeah,
very high position, so he was like a respected man in the Congo. So he has, like, a lot of just, like, stories to tell me.
And you appreciate the fact that he, you feel like he actually tells you what happened and what he did, good or bad, or successful,
yeah,
or not successful.
Yeah.
Because I would say one thing,
because it's so easy to just not say anything, because you don't know.
Because
once you're born, you don't know what happened before you were born.
And there's some parents and some, I feel like, cultural kind of ways of growing up that the adults or, like, the kids don't get to know anything about their parents' past.
Yeah.
It's like a thing. It's like, this is none of your business. This,
yeah,
has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. Sometimes you may not never know.
But see, like, for, that's something I understand how you can be appreciative of that, because that's something that I value so much when it comes to my family, and there's none of that. There's nothing off the table. There's nothing that people don't, that are like, this is off limits, or, like, you don't get to know this because you're, like, the child in the family or something. Like, first of all, I'm 25. I'm the youngest and I'm 25. Yeah. Everybody's grown at this point, you know? So I feel like it's so special, and I really appreciate, like, I know how I would feel so, like, deprived of this information and this connection with people in my family if they were closed off and if they were, like, not trying to share the past, good or bad, whatever happened, how they were feeling,
yeah,
at the time, what
because
their experience
life,
was
life
like.
Life happens to everyone, you know, everybody makes good decisions and everyone makes bad decisions, you know, but it's just like just because your kid was born in, I don't know, 1995, doesn't mean that he, whenever they're old enough, don't get to know what happened in 1990 or 19, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I really appreciate people who share things because like, what am I going to do? Like shit already happened. Like you're still my parent.
Yeah. And I feel
like, what am I going to do? Like, I would appreciate it so much if you even shared more because with my kids, they're going to know everything.
Yeah. And when they get older too, like, I think because the relationship changes, and this even applies for me, at least like with my grandparents too. Like, you know, there's like certain ways that relationships form when you're the kid and mm-hmm. then you have the older people that it's like your family, that you have your parents and you have your grandparents. And for a lot of it is like, you know, they're your caregivers and they're your family and take care of you and they love you.
Yeah.
And all those things are still true in a sense. I mean, they obviously at this age, like nobody's taking care of me. I'm taking care of me.
Yeah.
But so that's not really part of the relationship anymore. But now there has to be this kind of where like, you gotta take your relationship with like your parents or your grandparents or anyone else that's like older in your family. And you have to kind of like remold it into like, what is it like now? How do we talk now?
Yeah.
And
some parents keep it. Some parents think you're still a baby.
Some parents keep it at that.
Yeah.
I'm your caregiver. I'm just going to make sure that like you're good. You're fed, blah, blah.
And you
blah.
Don't get to know anything.
But you don't get to like now I feel like my relationship with my family is like grown up into now. These are like people in my life that are my family and I'm related to, but they're people, individuals. I see like, I don't know, for me, I just notice so much and I observe so much of like everyone's behaviors because I feel like I'm relearning. I'm re-meeting them a little bit for the first time, even though I've been going on these trips, like in the last, you know, 4 years that I've been seeing everyone, but I'm also getting older. I'm also learning more. And I feel like in the last few years, I am re-meeting them in a way.
Yeah, and getting acquainted. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah. Even though, and it's funny because I can sense that it's kind of both ways too. How like my aunt sometimes tells me, she's like, wow, like I can't believe like how grown you are. Because the conversations we're having, the maturity that I show, the understanding that I am portraying through how I'm talking or what we're talking about, sometimes like, you remember, it's like, this is like little Alia.
Yeah.
Like she was like, you know, 6 or 7 years old. You can, because I don't know myself except how I am now, you know?
Yeah.
But and it's going to be so interesting. That's going to be how now the next generation, we have kids. That's a whole new experience.
It's going to be crazy.
And I don't know.
It's really good to have a family that's really open about everything too.
Yeah.
Because everybody,
it's good and bad.
But I'd rather be that than not that.
Because
what's the bad part?
I mean, listen, I ran into someone that watches my videos yesterday, and she, you know, we were talking a little bit, and she said how much she really liked my last video that was the Romania vlog, where I just, you know, put together a video like over a few days when we were in Romania at the country house that Yoni was talking about. And I felt like I had to mention how even though that video was lovely and the response from a lot of the people that watched it was really nice. They really loved and felt touched by the video because it felt like I was truly reconnecting with where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was. But at the same time, a big chunk that was left out was all the arguing. All the fighting.
Oh, yeah.
All the screaming matches and upset people here and there.
You didn't want to vlog that?
That happened every single day of that trip. I would honestly say there was not one day when an argument happened.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Yeah, sorry. Like all days that I was there, someone had something to say to someone else about a topic, about like, this is the thing with my family, at least, because everything is so open and because everybody feels so open with each other, it can also bite us in the ass because we always end up arguing about something. it doesn't even have to be like on a personal level, like life or whatever. It can be
yeah,
a
to
subject,
a point,
a
to
topic.
to a point where it just takes the fun away.
No, like to the point where I don't want to be there.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the bad part. That so, in my family, that never happened. Like the first time I'm seeing that was like kind of like in your family.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and it kind of makes me just like a little bit uncomfortable whenever those things happen because I've never seen it before. I've never even seen family talk to each other that way because you're so open still. So
I mean, there's also open and there's disrespectful. And yeah. Sometimes certain people in my family tend to cross that line without even realizing.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I could never talk to like my parents or someone in my family that way. And I never had. So I think you can be open, but still remember that this is your uncle or this is your mom or dad. There's just a level of respect that I always will keep with me.
100%.
Like, I don't care if I'm old enough and I'm smart now. I'm still your child.
Well,
like, I'm still, just because now I can
see. But I don't necessarily think it's like I'm the child and you're the older person.
No,
but I think this is basic respect that you would have with anyone.
With anyone, yeah.
That I would have with someone who's my age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's this, I don't know, there's this weird, I would say like for me, especially since I've, you know, been with you, which we're actually coming up on our 6th year anniversary at the end of this month.
Yes.
Since we met. I would say you've tamed me a lot because, you know, we've spent so much time together and I spend so much less time around my family that I am now not used to that type of behavior and way of talking to each other. So when I'm around it, I realize how bad it is because it's such a contrast from what I'm now used to. And then I've also have had to come down to make this relationship work. You know what I mean? And I had to learn how to like talk normally and not raise my voice. And even though I still got the spice,
it's good. This is good to have a little spice.
You can't lose it all, obviously.
No, don't lose it. We need that.
But the level has like, you know, definitely dimmed down because they had to in order for us to like, you know, work in this relationship.
Yeah.
And now I see the contrast even more when there's other people in my family that have stayed the same. And if anything, have like gotten worse. If you've watched The Bear, the Thanksgiving episode, I'm not saying we're that bad, but I'm also not saying we're far off. Or not Thanksgiving, Christmas episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I just think it's interesting, like, obviously, and also how personal am I going to get in these videos? Like, I'm not going to show like us. It's not a reality TV show.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
No, there's
like,
no need to add that.
Exactly. Obviously. And it would be so like, first of all, weird for me to like, oh, let me film this argument. Like, it's weird.
No, but at the same like time, it's going down.
I feel this weird kind of like, not that I'm not lying or deceiving, but it's just interesting how like there are all those beautiful moments that happened, connecting with family, being in such a beautiful place, me reconnecting with my inner child, being in the place where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was also so much heaviness to that trip, so much arguing and so much just like personalities and every day like watching how you speak to one person and the other so like nothing arises again. And also it's like these moments are so precious because sadly like time and time is going by and like my grandparents are getting old and I'm not gonna lie, like every time I go on this trip I get really like scared and sad because like I don't know how many more trips we have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think when I mean, I'm a little bit used to it now, but it's, in my brain, it's never normalized.
Yeah.
You know, but I think there's a way like,
I mean, also,
I don't know if it's always been like that or not, but there's a way.
It's gotten worse, actually.
There's a way for it to not be like that. It doesn't, just because you're open with it, that's not an excuse to. I feel like it could not be that way. You can just have like as soon as someone disagrees with someone else, it's like, I feel like it shouldn't be like that, because I can disagree with someone and we can talk just like this, and you think that and I think this way, and we can have a whole conversation. And you, if you say something I disagree with, I'm like, can you explain to me a little bit, like, why do you think like that? Because honestly, just because I think differently doesn't mean right away that I'm right, because it's your perspective. You grew up there. You grew up around this. So to you, that's your reality. To you, that thing is true.
Yeah, but we all grew up in the same reality. It's my family. We all like are supposed to think the same.
I was talking about just someone you meet and you disagree with, whatever. Yeah, but it's not
the
same.
The way that I'm going to argue or argue with someone that I meet on the street or a friend that's I have now, very different than the way I'm going to talk to my family, who's like, this is my family.
Okay, yeah, but that's still not an excuse to talk like that.
No, I agree. But there's like certain people in my family that kind of conduct this fire that can so easily be lit by like one little thing, and the triggering of each person, and it's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
And it also makes me sad because like, is this how we're gonna keep being a family every time? Like one time a year we go see and are all together one time for like a week or 2 weeks, it's gonna be like this?
I definitely don't think it should always be like that.
Yeah.
But I think if each person in the family kind of, because you can't take care of someone else or like how they react. You can only control how you react to certain things.
And that's what I tried my best to do. And I also tried my best to like get to like each person that was kind of the conductor of this energy, to really like tame them, and there's only so much that you can do.
I was too.
Yeah, you were too, you know.
I was over there trying to be the but you know, and that's how I deal with things like that too, because I'm also not easily triggered. Like everybody's so easily triggered, right? Like if you say something that I disagree with or that I don't think or that I think it's so crazy.
But how sometimes could you?
And I'm just like, what?
No, I was going to say, sometimes it's about like people's like past with that person, or like people being like thought of a specific way. Now, I don't know, like there's also the family dynamics that like each person has a specific relationship with each person. And it's like,
it's so interesting.
Yeah, it is. Family dynamics, like I know there's a whole like people study that shit in psychology, specifically like family relations. I'm sure that's a whole few classes. But yeah, I want to know.
But that was just that part, because everything else was amazing.
No, of course. Yeah. I love like the fact that you are like connecting with my family.
I know. I love, like, I always learn a little bit more Romanian when I'm there.
I feel like this trip you didn't learn that much more.
Because I learned so much last trip.
Yeah.
You know, I love talking to your grandmas with my Google Translator.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I can't read it, if I can't read something, I'll just put on the speaker and play it out loud.
Yeah.
And then it's funny because one of them sometimes always talks to me in Romanian, like full sentences.
Because she really doesn't know English at all.
And I'm just like, I don't understand.
And she talks to you like for a while as if you understand.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so interesting how like someone can speak a language that they understand and like so deeply, and you don't understand shit.
Yeah.
It's a very weird feeling, because that's happened to me like a few times too. I would say you might like be able to speak and say more things in Romanian here and there, like words, mm-hmm. maybe. But I would say I understand a lot more French than you do Romanian. Like in the sense where like, the few times that we had like people over at your dad's house and we're all eating, and then, you know, there's a person that like they can speak English, but they can't really express themselves properly. Mm-hmm. So then they just spoke French to you. And like, I actually I could follow and understand quite well. Yeah. I mean, there's obviously like, it's limited. There's only so much like the nuance of what they're saying, I can't really understand.
Speaking of languages and stuff like that, how did you feel when, because, you know, this whole night that happened in Romania where I didn't understand anything anybody was saying. Okay. Now, before I don't want to just touch on that a little bit, but when you're around us, when we're just speaking French, like, what do you think to yourself? Like, are you like,
I'm just waiting until, I'm just waiting. Like, this is something that I think for us being such a multilingual family.
Yeah, there's a lot of languages.
There's a lot of languages on your side, and then there's the language on my side, you know, that I think there's always going to be a balancing act that sometimes will tip one side more than the other.
Yeah.
Where you want me to understand, but you also want your family members who don't speak English well enough to really understand everything you're saying to also understand what you're saying. So sometimes you're gonna have to choose whether I'm gonna understand or they're gonna understand.
Yeah.
And I would say when we're in Romania, like, I found myself having to choose at some point, because it's impossible to really translate everything back to back and say it in both languages so that everybody there understands.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what Yoni was talking about is there was one night where
It was the last night.
I didn't realize it.
And everyone, we were in the living room and everyone was there. And I think I know for a fact, he was well over an hour. It was probably like 2 hours.
I don't think it was 2 hours, but
okay.
I think it was like 45 minutes to an hour.
It definitely an hour.
Okay.
But it felt like 2 hours. That everyone was just speaking Romanian and having the best time. Alia is in a corner building a puzzle with her aunt and her mom.
No, I was showing them furniture.
Okay. Over here, we have like her brother and uncle like watching something, the dad talking about. So, and I was just there. And I don't know, like at first, it didn't really hit me. I was just like kind of like watching something on the TV, or I was trying to like.
We were waiting to like come all together to watch a movie.
Yes.
And then somehow this whole thing came out. There was like this article that came out that has to do with my family's work. So then they were like talking about it. And then they started talking about like healthcare and how healthcare is in the US versus in Romania and a bunch of different things, which is also, it's like shit that you don't really care about anyways.
It's just like three conversations were happening for a very long time. And then I hear like someone laughing about something. I'm just like, damn, like what is that? So yes, obviously, if you listen to this, you can just ask, hey, so what are you guys talking about? But I don't know, that night, something about just me being there,
You said that you didn't want to have to ask. That was your thing. You were like, I could have, but there's been so many times in this trip that I had to ask someone, what are you guys talking about? And you simply didn't want to have to do that.
Yes. And that comes from the reason why this is exactly my perspective, because me growing up also with a lot of different languages.
See, we didn't grow up with a lot of languages until now.
Exactly. So that's why it kind of makes sense, right?
This is our first time dealing with having to translate.
Exactly. Me, I'm used to that my whole life, right?
Yeah, see.
So my parents always told me, when you're at the table and there's a common language that everyone will understand, speak that language. My parents always hated when me and my sister would speak like Dutch, I guess, or Flemish when they were around, because they didn't understand.
Mm.
So we always spoke French.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But see, that's something you've been dealing with for like...
So I always knew, but it kind of also makes sense for me. Like if we're in a big group and there's one person who doesn't speak English and we're all speaking Espanol, it's like, but we also can't speak English, we're going to speak English so that person doesn't feel left out.
Yes, but at the same time, depending on the topic, some people's English is not advanced enough to understand what we're talking about, where they actually will feel left out too. So that's what I'm saying, where it's a balancing act, where like they were talking about health insurance, right? My aunt's, because she was part of the conversation, my aunt's English is not advanced enough for her to be able to talk about health insurance and different things that have to do with that in English, because she doesn't know, she doesn't know to understand it, and she doesn't know how to express herself in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it's like you weren't really part of the conversation, so they weren't thinking, let us speak in English for this, so Yoni doesn't feel left out. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a balancing act where it's like not everybody, like when it comes to French, you and your sister and your mom and your dad, or like whoever was at the table, everybody has the same understanding of French.
Mm-hmm.
But with my family, there's like not everybody knows English to that level to where everybody can talk and have a whole conversation.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, it is true
The reason why I didn't... Oh, sorry. Go
ahead. No, I was going to say that like, it is true in a way that I feel like it kind of, you know, once you get rolling, and I feel like I especially get excited that I haven't spoken Romanian in a long time and I'm finally like back in the groove of it and it's like easier for me to speak. And then I kind of just want to like keep speaking Romanian because it, like, it feels good, you know? And I get in the role and then they get in the role and it was unfortunately it was easy to like forget that you can't really understand. And then you didn't say anything. I wasn't thinking at all that there was any issue. And
because you know, I mean, you can't see it. You'll never see on my face when I have a problem.
I mean, maybe you should let people know that you have a problem. Cause like
no, but I've done that so many times. And the reason why I also just didn't want to do that night specifically, as I explained to you but later, is that just how if I have a problem, I should say it.
Yeah.
I would like for someone else to also realize maybe this is a problem that he doesn't understand. So let someone step up and say that part as well. Because I can always say, hey, can you translate? Hey, can you translate? Like, I don't want to be annoying. I would love for someone to think about me too. Oh, wait, Yoni's here. He's with us in this family. He's visiting us in Romania. Like, he doesn't speak Romanian. So let's, you know, and I'm not saying they purposely did that. I'm not saying that at all. But can you understand how I wish someone would think about me in a corner too?
It was like, just a moment that nobody thought about it. It was just a moment where everybody was...
No. I get it. No, I get it. But that's just my response to you could have said something.
Yeah, but I was also on a roll. I didn't know there was anything wrong. For the most part, I thought you were just on your phone because I wasn't really looking at you.
I mean, this is my response to when someone said, well, Yoni, nobody knew that was a problem. You could have said something, as in me.
I mean... Yeah, I understand that, but I also understand why you didn't say it. And at the same time, again, this is something that we're barely like, this is like only the second time that we ever have to think about someone doesn't speak this language.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it. So yeah, basically what ended up happening, I left the room.
Yeah, I mean, Yoni left. He was like falling asleep. So I was thinking like, damn, that's weird. Yoni's falling asleep. And then he left before the movie.
And I never fall asleep. I fell asleep. I woke back up. Conversation was still. It was. I felt like I just went upstairs and I was just like, let me just watch my YouTube. And then Elliot texted me like, yo, where you at?
Well, I just knew that like something was wrong, but I didn't really like, I was caught off guard because also I was thinking like, if somebody's, you know, you can always come to me and talk to me. I was like showing them, I'm not thinking anything's wrong. I'm thinking you can fend for yourself. And I was just over there talking, showing my aunt and my mom like some furniture that we were thinking about getting and like if they like it and if they don't like it, you know. So it's like, it's tough because like also you can't worry about, it's not fair for me to like always have to worry about you the same way that like if we are in, you know, where your family's at and I'm at the table with people that are speaking French and you are in the kitchen. There was a point where you were like in the kitchen for a while and you were just talking there and you were talking to your family or whatever. And then I just had to, you know, fend for myself to figure out what people were saying because they were, you know, speaking in French. And it's going to just be part of like our family and how we deal with it. And the more that we work on it and try to figure it out, make sure everybody understands. It's just how it is, you know? And it's always gonna be just like something that we have to work on.
I think it's so important to work on that.
It is important. And we worked on it.
That was the only time.
The one time. The whole rest of the trip.
Yeah.
I was translating. Everybody's making sure that you understand, you know, but at the same time, we also want to make sure that the grandparents understand.
I get it. I totally get it, babe.
You know? So yeah, that's if you live in a family with multiple languages and everyone has a different level of each language.
And then your boyfriend or girlfriend comes over, like how do you not?
First of all, we're married, but.
Oh yeah, right. How do you
And you were there for like several days at a time. It wasn't like you're only there for dinner, yeah. You know? So it was like continuously like making sure.
But most of the time, like I said, I don't want to. I know that it's impossible for me to understand everything, you know.
I know,
but
some,
it was just a night where I was like over it. I was like, I need to get out of here because I can just actually watch something and then just have my me time, honestly. And that's it.
Yeah. Well, anyways,
and also one thing, everyone was so much like in their conversations, having a great time. I felt like I didn't want to ruin it for some strange reason. I was just like, I can just leave. Honestly, I didn't want to say, oh, so, because then it would fuck up the whole,
I mean,
like how the conversations at the same are time, going.
That's what I mean. We were on a roll. That yeah. It felt like I was like, it would be so, and no like offense or like disrespect, but it'd be such a like break in the flow
yeah.
to like stop and like, oh, this is like what we're talking about, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, that's how I had to do what I had to do.
It's calmly. Just going to be, you know. It is how
but
it is.
Alia when you... came upstairs eventually and she checked up on me and then we talked and I told her what the problem was and she was so shocked.
I had no idea.
She was like, what? That's how you felt? I was just like, I've been feeling like that the whole night. Not for those hours.
Yeah, you're making it seem like it was the whole day.
It felt like that. It felt like that. It wasn't, but it felt like that.
Okay, guys, we're going to end it here. We want to give a special shout out to everybody that Yoni met up with.
Oh, yeah.
In Antwerp.
Shout out to the WTJ. The first WTJ meetup was in Antwerp.
Yes.
If you were there and you listened to this, shout out to you. I really appreciate you for coming. There are some people who couldn't make it.
I was not there, sadly.
Yes,
but...
Alia was already in Romania. I appreciate anyone who took a train to get there. I appreciate that it was very last minute.
Yeah.
That's the thing. For me, I couldn't figure out like, am I going to my friend's game? But then after that, like, I didn't know. So it was like on the night before that I said what time and everything, right? It might've been the same day. Yeah. I can't remember, but thanks to everyone who made it. It was great. Oh, and I also want to give a shout out to, Kiana. I think that's how I said your name in English, but she gave me these rings and I told her that I was going to be wearing them and I am wearing them. So yeah, they're very nice.
They're very nice. Unfortunately, yeah. The one that's on your pinky was supposed to be mine. It just doesn't really fit.
Yeah. So, she already has like the only finger that this actually like really perfectly fit on for Alia, which is this was the one for Alia. She already has a ring on that specific finger. So it's like,
yeah.
I was like, you know what? I can wear this for you. We'll get you another one.
I mean, yeah. And it hits. Like, yeah. It looks really nice on you.
So shout out to you. I appreciate that, Kiana. Thank you very, very much.
And shout out to all of you listening. And as always, appreciate you being part of our community. Welcome back to us. And hopefully you're having a great start of your fall.
Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk about it, but I really wanted to do a WTJ meetup in Barcelona, but we didn't have enough days.
And yeah, because we also had so many things that we wanted to do.
Yeah, but I do want to make it a thing that each city that we go to, I want to do like a quick meetup.
Okay.
For coffees or whatever, and you need to be there.
Yeah.
We FaceTime Alia.
I definitely need to be there for the next one. Maybe we'll do a New York one.
We should.
Do a New York
one. Yeah, we're going to do a New York one, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you got to the end of this, if you got to the end of this episode, let us know about your family dynamics. If you ever dealt with something like that, and yeah, that's it.
All right.
It's so funny because anytime I do something with my finger, with my hands, Alia looks at it, and I know what you're thinking.
Oh, I was just looking at your hands because you're moving them.
Oh, I got pretty hands. You like my hands?
Yeah, I do like your hands.
Okay.
Oh my god. Okay. Wow. Love you guys.
Good
episode.
Have a
great rest of your day. We're gonna close it out because we're gonna go over to Patreon and we're gonna talk about actually something that one of our followers requested us to get into,
mm-hmm.
which is self-doubt, but specifically also self-doubt while in a relationship.
Yes, I think that's very different.
And actually it comes at a perfect time because yesterday I went through a little something that I think has to do with self-doubt and just anyways. So we'll talk
about it.
We'll talk about it. So we'll see you over there on Patreon if you're a member. If you are not a member, you can still check it out. There's previews for every single episode to just get a little taste. And we might actually start introducing a version where you can just purchase one episode so you don't have to be a member. If there's one specific episode that you want to listen to,
right.
You can purchase that episode and you'll have that episode forever.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, you can pick and choose which ones you want to listen to.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to talk more about that once we make it available, but stay tuned. Cool.
Perfect. This is why, this is exactly what you guys, this is why I let Elliot do the outros, okay?
Because I'm just so good at it.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're actually going to close out. Talk later.
All right, bye.
Bye.